the other hand, a tribe, a group, is always there to pick up a member. But it's not that fond of saying goodbye to a member who suddenly figured out a way to feel good without their help. Okay. And remember that within a group, or whether you're in a relationship, so long as you are managing your choices and your behavior based on the approval of others, you're going to have a great deal of difficulty ever getting your footing. So that the first thing, as we look at how do you create the empowered self, is to ask yourself, where am I disempowered and who do I go to fill in my power deficits? Now think about this, take it a step further here, because this is where you have to slowly think through what it means to be empowered, because your first instinct is to cast your attention and think that empowerment means I can fight for myself. I can put up my dukes and fight for myself. But you know what? That's playground self-esteem. You can't talk to me that way anymore, and here's my boundaries and these are my rights. That is such a rudimentary definition of self-esteem. When you really are esteemed, as it were, when you hold yourself in esteem, which is what that means, you radiate something where you just radiate your own respect for yourself, and you don't have to fight for it. In that initial stage, I'm telling you, you will, as you carve out a sense of self. As I just said earlier, not that many people are going to say, you are finally getting to the point where you can stand up to me, or I love it. You're finally getting to the point where you can challenge my opinions. I love it. How many people do you think are going to say that? There aren't very many, but let me reverse this. There's also the quality of self-esteem within you that allows you to be challenged by somebody else. When you listen to a tape like this, you're going to tend to listen to it from the position of how to protect yourself with self-esteem, so that you're not battered or controlled by anybody else again, so that you can create the life and the reality you want and no one else can interfere. But I'm going to turn you upside down for a minute and say that the empowered self in you, it also means that you can listen to feedback from someone else about your capacity and talent for violating their boundaries. You have to be able to think that when the self in you feels powerless, you will find a back alley way to compensate for being powerless. Everybody adapts to their circumstance and finds a survival mechanism. So when you feel that you're being controlled by the outside forces, you'll find some way to control from behind. And you will do it. You'll either do it through manipulative dynamics. You'll do it through health. You'll do it through pouting. You'll do it through something, but you will do it. Because everybody fights, an emphasis on the word fights, to control their life, until they can control their life with elegance and realize that the controlling of life through the esteemed person is based upon not needing to control another person. Okay, so now we're going to go through the self, and then relationships, and then finances, creativity, and guidance. And what would self-esteem look like and play out? And how to kind of engage in that process of developing the esteemed self within those categories. But just for a second, I'm going to jump you all the way to the end with guidance and tell you that spiritual guidance, or your own intuition, and how clear you hear that, is directly related to self-esteem. Intuitive skills are not gifts. I mean, surely there are those among us who are obviously exceptionally talented. There are healers who I would say are indeed born healers, but most are self-made. Right? Most go to school. Most get educated. Most learn some form of method to help others. There are very few people among us who are genuinely the gifted healer archetype. Most of us have to work a little bit to help out the gods move through us. But this is my point. To esteem oneself means that one is able to say to heaven, I can hear any guidance about anything you want me to hear, or at least most things. And that when I pray, it isn't with the private agenda of how to get the best of someone, or how to survive in a circumstance where I know I could survive better if I had more courage to leave it. If the gods have said to you, get out of there, that's your guidance, get out of there. And you start praying.